me off the deep end just to see if I win. My oh my, say you're thinking life is beautiful. It's been a while since I've been to a funeral. The breeze is calm, got me feeling too invincible. So I mess it up a little, cause it's all I know. Then I swim in the afterglow. That feels uncomfortable. The pressure lets me move, helps me grow. I swim in the afterglow. Yeah. I like to live a life that feels like nobody knows. City of thinking life is beautiful. It's been a while since I've been to a funeral. My, my, city of thinking life is beautiful. The breeze is calm, got me feeling too invincible. And I swim in the afterglow.
Tell you about Unceded Airways?
What's that?
Isn't that some kind of indigenous radio show?
It sure is. Tell me, are you down for decolonization? Yeah. What?
I certainly wish I could hear about indigenous issues, people, and events on the radio.
You're in luck, because Unceded Airwaves talks about all these things and more every Monday morning at 11.
Music from indigenous artists and coverage of all the hot happenings in indigenous art and entertainment.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, wow. And they broadcast all this from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people?
Find out for yourself. Monday mornings at 11. Yeah. Or find episodes online at CITR.ca.
Today we're joined in the studio by the CITR program Youth.
Where you are at.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Okay, 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with Claire Mortifee. Wow. I've got to get the mics going right. Here we go. There we go. Yes. So I saw the term future soul coined there. That's really awesome. Like, so I noticed you've had a few, you know, blogs and music blogs speaking to you, talking to you about your music, and the word Future Soul is coined?
Yeah.
Okay.
Future Soul. I think, like, we came up with that when I was still with the band The Mothership here in Vancouver, actually, with Nate Jobner and Sean Mitchell and everyone.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think Hiatus Coyote might actually use the term as well.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. I love the genre coined phrase.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Yes.
Future soul. Okay.
Describing genres, you know.
Yeah. Dive it into the future.
Yeah.
But yeah, your voice is so melodic and, you know, beautiful too. Like, were you classically trained?
You know, I did tons of musical theater when I was a kid, so I took musical theater singing lessons.
Okay.
And then I've had like a few other singing lessons as an adult, but not tons actually.
Oh, it's all natural. You're just like, that's just my voice. came out of the womb singing.
Pretty much.
Oh my gosh, amazing! I would believe that for real.
So sweet. Thank you.
But yes, that Panther Paws, I've been playing it for, like, I think as soon as you released it, like,
oh, thank you so
it gets
much.
A rotation like crazy over here, so
yeah, it's a fun track.
Amazing. Yeah, it's got such a great message too, and
thank you.
Yeah, so I'm so proud.
Aww, thanks.
Vancouver stand up.
Yes.
Well, Vancouver to Toronto now.
I'm a Vancouver.
Right, okay.
You'll take it. I'll from here.
awesome. Our beautiful rainy coast, right?
Yeah, you guys raised me. These forests raised me.
Oh,
so.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. The mountains, the trees, right? Mm-hmm. Van City. I love it. Now, so let's dive into the you know, sexual orientation, and that how do you articulate your sexual orientation and gender identity at the moment?
Yeah, thank you for the question. I mean, it's a fluid thing. It's all fluid. So for me, the terms that fit best, pansexual.
Okay.
Nice. What is pansexuality? Mm-hmm. I think it comes from like a character in Greek mythology named Pan, who didn't differentiate on genders,
right?
When they were attracted to people. So, you know, when I was growing up, I used to be like, yeah, I'm bi, but then I was like, there's actually more than two genders. So to include the whole gender spectrum, I identify as pansexual.
Amazing.
Yes.
Wow. What a definition too, because some people tuning in are like, what are we talking about? How do I learn
all
about these
the
definitions?
Terms, right? Gosh. Mm. Sometimes it feels so political, but it's like, I think it's nice to have words so we can articulate, so we can share the truth about who we are with the people we love, with our community.
Definitely.
So that's why I think it is nice to have language. And there are lots of terms, so it's good to break it down.
Mm-hmm.
Break it down.
Yeah, and get the definitions together so people aren't confused and scratching their heads like, what are we talking about? But yes, that's perfect. Thank you so much for letting us know. Tell us too about, so we have brand new releases too. I've been playing a little bit of like Wide Open Ocean.
Yes.
Last week. And how long ago did you release it actually?
We dropped Wide Open Ocean on the 7th.
Oh, okay.
So that's about a week and a half ago.
Ah, wow.
Yes, and we released it with
brand
a music
new.
Video.
Mm.
And that's directed by Jimmy V in Toronto.
Okay.
We're super excited about that. Thank you so much, everyone who's listening and who's taking in the video and who's been reaching out. There's just been so much support. I was saying we had a beautiful release party in Toronto the night before a little premiere, and I was saying there, it's like the thing that means the most for me about, you know, releasing this video and releasing music in general, but really just the overwhelming feedback and the love we've been getting is, it's the community, you know, and there was like 50 people on set that day.
Wow.
And, you know, the video, it has trans women, it has cis women, it has non-binary people. It's just like such a massive crew of femmes who came out to dance and to be out there. You know, everyone's wearing different shades of like undergarments,
right?
So it was like quite a like vulnerable day for us. Mm-hmm. And I think that really, like, when I was filming my solo scenes, they were off having like a circle and talking about their own sexuality.
Wow.
And sharing experiences just like spontaneously. And I think it really bridged them. So when they came in to do these more intimate scenes where we're all dancing and flowing together, it was like you could really feel it.
Right.
And getting to connect with everyone one-on-one and just like know that we're here supporting each other.
Mm-hmm.
That for me has been the most rewarding thing.
Yeah, what I got from it was just like, you know, unity, people, you know, coming together. Such a great video and great concept. I'm curious too, how did that all come about? Because you're doing such great work in that kind of field, right, with women and empowerment and all of that. So how did the video concept come to that together?
Well I met Jimmy and I literally like found him over IG. Don't remember how I got to his profile.
Nice.
Thought he was one of the women in the picture. Didn't know he had a background in advertising. Didn't know his work. Cool. It was just like spirit brought us together. It was totally synchronized meeting, and we immediately got along, and everything he was talking about made so much sense. And he showed me, you know, some of his like influences in film and music video were like Kelsey Liu and Ravina and, you know, Solange. And just as I was being an open book with him and just being totally transparent about where I am and what my music is about and what I'm aspiring to communicate through my art, it was like he just took all of that and ran with it and created the most beautiful film treatment. And then he executed on a shoestring budget and just pulled so many favors. And we did the entire thing actually like on film. So it was a really unique experience for me, never having done a full music video using like actual film.
Right.
Just the sense of being like, okay, we have this take and maybe one more for this scene. So being really present and... Mary Chen doing the costuming and Carmen Santos doing the art direction and, you know, Claudia Del Rosso doing, you know, she spent hours putting fabric up in this warehouse, and it was just really a community effort. So
whoa,
need to shout out the team.
Yeah, the team collaborations. You always have to make sure that every single member gets a
definitely.
Shout out, because it's so important.
Yeah, and my manager and label, Michael Upfold, just like always helping out, always there that day, every moment at my feet, being like, what do you need? Let me get you more water. Do you need a straw? Don't fuck up your lip gloss, you know? Yeah, just so much community, so much love. So.
Oh my gosh. And also, so See the Signs also is, it doesn't quite have a video yet. But
no, See the Signs does not have a video.
Okay. So, but that also, you have, that song is being released.
Yeah.
Was that the same day as
we
well?
We actually released that one on November 16th.
Oh, okay, yeah. okay.
3 weeks before Wide Open Ocean.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Wow, yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't know the release dates. I'm just new to all this. Now, so 2019 is coming up real quick.
It's so much.
Right? The days are rolling by fast. I was curious, what do you have coming up? Is there a tour? Are there like other music videos in the works?
Well, I'm heading off to LA in about a week and a half.
Okay.
And I will be there for a month. And while I'm there, I'm actually working on a new project that is not centered on music.
Oh, okay.
So I'm developing something new.
Ooh.
I'm very excited about it.
I love that.
Yes. But we also do have more singles coming out.
Okay.
And I actually have a full EP that we're working towards that's going to be released in 2019.
Wow. Okay.
So more details on that to come. But we're just wrapping up doing the mix for the next single, which is called Fine Diamonds. I actually have a photo shoot later today for the cover art for that.
Nice.
With Christine Fang. And yeah, so it's good. Things are moving along. And
so
I think for me, it's such a relief to be at a place in my career where I'm recognizing how like fulfilling those like in-person connections are. So like getting to do energy work one-on-one with people, holding spaces for workshops, and also having the music kind of inform that work,
right?
You know, and like be part of the narrative. But getting to have like, you know, when you're looking in someone's eyes and it's like that vulnerability and like you are starting to weep, like it's those moments of healing that are most fulfilling for me to be like creating.
Right.
And so, you know, sometimes like being up on stage, you're like elevated up there, and it's like the connection is not quite as intimate always as I was craving.
Okay.
So it's nice to be creating spaces for myself where I can kind of feed that part of me.
Yeah.
Feed the other part of me while still doing the music.
That's amazing. Yeah, that, so much of that is all about, you know, artistic creativity, right? Like, you just, you get, you can feed from all of that and take from it and make new songs, I'm sure.
Yeah. I know. I feel like I want to create a whole new body of work. Like, I wrote this album in the summertime, and I love it. I love it. And I think, yeah, I think I will probably be doing some more. I will be doing some more writing when I'm in LA. And
That's such a cool vibe too, LA. Like, you have such great privilege to be traveling from Canada to Toronto to LA. Yeah. That's so cool. Like,
yeah, it's a great gift.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
That I don't take for granted. Mm. So just really trying to take advantage of it and expand into everything I can be. Just be brave, brave, you know?
Right, right. Amazing. And so we do have Wide Open. We've been talking about it. and another thing I wanted to mention too was I love the sneak peeks too, like the just the little previews and things that were
on
just blasted. Yeah. That was so cool just to get the people ready.
Yeah, right. Click the link in the bio.
Right. Make sure to follow. Yeah. Throw out the teasers.
That's
such a great tool that you have.
Thank you.
So, please introduce Wide Open Ocean.
I will. I'll let people know as well. If you do want to check out the Instagram, it's at Claire Mortifee. So that's CLAIREMORTIFEE. We have a live stream going right now. What's up? Thanks for tuning in, guys. So the little teasers are on there. But if you want to see the whole music video, which you do, it's on my YouTube. And that link is in my bio on my Instagram. So, without further ado, let's check this out. This one is produced by Akil Henry and President Jeff.
Here we go, 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with Claire Mortifee. Here we go.
Freedom, relaxing, my spine. Got me just how I like it now. There's a wide open ocean, some breeze, you sink or swim. You got me how I like it now. Come through, baby, on your time, baby. If you roll, I'm getting you high. No drug daddy, it's just us, daddy. I'ma try not to make you cry. Scorpio, all the sun. Hey, watch it flow. Before you come inside. I'ma warn you what I can do. Baby, I could make you fall in love. Yeah, I could make you fall in love, love. Just change your whole life. transform, change form, give it all up to the light.
Is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/Discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at Discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Are you starting fresh this year and looking for new, exciting activities to do with friends on campus? Did you watch theater in high school and now miss it? Feeling overwhelmed and need a break? Come and escape to another world through thrilling live performance right on campus. Celebrate with us the 60th anniversary of UBC Theater and Film's 2018-19 season. Still need more convincing? It's only $11.50 for UBC students with your card. And bring your ticket into Kerner's after the show to get 10% off your food. Check out theaterfilm.ubc.ca today.
Ooh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yes, yes, yes. 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. This morning has really got me off off kilter a bit.
What's the mood? What's it like up in the stars?
That's the mood. Yeah, that's the mood today. Okay, moods be like. Anyways, yeah, we're chilling. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. I'm hanging out with Claire Mortefi. We're having great fun. A non-binary alt R&B performance artist.
Hi.
Yay!
I forgot to describe what non-binary means.
Please.
I was trying to describe to my mother last night. Mm. It went okay.
Did she get it right away? Did you have to pull out the charts and the graphs?
I tried. You know, what can we do? Basically, for me, you know, the moment I realized I was non-binary is when this dude that I was seeing, you know, I was doing the sexy thing on my Instagram, and he's all, my bros are, you know, like, saying this shit about you.
Ooh.
And it just made me so angry. I was like, if I was a gay man and I was up here showing my stuff, we wouldn't be having this same conversation.
Definitely.
You know, because there's flesh underneath my nipple, and because you think of me like a woman, then there's all these rules in this box that I need to fit into, or that you're asking me to fit into.
Right.
I just didn't want anyone to ask me to be in any box anymore.
For real.
Forever, for anything else.
Ooh.
So I was like, the truth is, my spirit is non-binary. I don't believe that my spirit is gendered.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just be public about the truth that is who I am.
It's important.
And, you know, we have language to support and to communicate that. So I'm using they and them pronouns now. And it just feels a lot better. It was like once I admitted to myself and to my friend Christina, who I was with when I realized this, you know, that I'm non-binary, it was like this huge, not only did this huge weight lift off my shoulders, but it was like the cells in my shoulders were being lifted up by angels.
Wow.
Like, that's how I can only how I can describe the
feeling.
What
a description. I love that.
Freedom that I felt. So, I'm grateful that, you know, I'm safe to articulate that.
Yes.
Very grateful. And I hope that, you know, in sharing the truth of my experience, other people can remember that they are free to self-identify any way that feels best for them.
For real.
Whether or not they are public about it, whenever it feels right for them, or not. Mm-hmm. Just knowing that they have freedom.
Definitely.
They have freedom.
Yeah.
They can claim freedom for themselves.
This country allows that. Like people in other oppressed countries, they just don't have those privileges.
Yeah.
But still.
And even in other families or other communities, like in Canada, too.
Yeah.
It's like, it's very real. But even if it's not, doesn't feel totally emotionally or physically or circumstantially safe for you to, you know, come out about exactly how you feel with different people in your life, like you can conceptualize and remember that you are a limitless being and you can hold that truth in yourself. And babes,
what a message.
Do you be you.
I love it. Oh my gosh, you're so inspiring. Now, so what impact do you feel that you make on the LGBT community with your music and your work as well?
I haven't really thought about that,
to
be honest. You know, I'm grateful to, I'm curious about who Claire is. You know, I feel like, who is this spirit? Who is this personality? And how can I serve my spirit? And how can I serve my legacy, too? I think, you know, I'm going to be someone's ancestors one day.
Right.
Whether it's spiritually ancestors or bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I serve those who are going to come after me? How can I serve the younger generations who are with me now? How can I serve my peers?
Definitely.
How can I serve my parents and hoping to expand their minds as well? And
definitely, you're teaching them.
Yeah,
teaching
I think I am.
Yes, definitely. The older generation needs some schooling, for real.
They do.
They do.
Yeah.
And also with, you know, being a musician, how does the community impact your life? I was just curious.
Yeah, it's so grateful. I'm so grateful to be able to witness other queer folks and other people who are stepping outside of the boxes that have been built for us.
Right.
One of my favorite people on Instagram who I am always checking out is Alok Menon.
Okay.
I don't remember their last name. I should totally find that.
But
yeah, they're just like an incredible genderqueer individual who is just like so inspiring to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just remembering that, like, any way that I feels best for me to hold space for myself, like, I can do that and I can be brave in that way.
Definitely.
And you know, like, I kind of said in my Instagram post today, it's like, I hope that in articulating that, you know, my sexuality is like an open space to me, and that my gender identity is also an open space to me, we can like move more towards a future. We don't even need labels,
right?
And we don't have labels for each other,
yeah.
And because we don't like assume about each other, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, based on like,
yeah,
what our capsule looks like, or mm-hmm, yeah. So I'm grateful. I'm very grateful to, ooh, get to just be who I am. Alok Vaid Menon. That's
there,
their name. Alok Menon.
Nice.
Shout
follow,
outs.
Follow, 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 follow. Yes. These the shout outs are real out here.
Yeah.
Oh, and so who are some of your biggest musical influences? Like, you know, outside of the LGBTQ realm and, you know, beyond, what is Claire Mortefee listening to?
What am I listening to? I've been listening to Summer Walker.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm actually on a playlist right beside Summer Walker right now, which, wow, is very exciting for me. The Laid Back Beats playlist on Spotify. Mm. Thank you, whoever placed me on there with the, mm, song See the Signs. That's super cool. Who else am I listening, ooh, to? I mean, Hiatus Coyote is always in rotation. Mm. BJ the Chicago Kid is one of my favorites. Oh, yeah. Of course, Erykah Badu,
yes,
is one of my favorites.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who else? Like, as an artist and an individual, Princess Nokia is,
oh,
big,
yeah,
inspo.
Wow.
Yes. Big time. Oshun as well. I listen to Oshun lots, a duo from, mm, New York. Mm-hmm. And I really like how they talk about meditation and their spirituality in like a really straightforward way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
SZA, yeah, the internet.
What? Know? Oh my gosh. Yeah. Imagine going on tour with those people. That'd be so cool.
Oh,
I could see
so
it.
Fun.
I could see it.
That'd be so fun. I'm open for SZA and the internet, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy.
So
all
that'd,
right,
be, that'd be awesome to get to do that, oh, in many a city. That,
right,
would be,
right,
super lit. Yeah.
Just take it. Take it to the road. But yeah, mm, now, also, moving, we do usually have a little game that we play, two truths and a lie.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah, I have heard of this.
Oh, okay. Do you want to play?
Yeah, let's play.
All right. Okay. I guess I will start.
Okay.
So I'll start with two truths, and then you have to guess which one is a lie.
Okay. So you say three things.
Yes.
One of them is false.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So, I love being on the radio. There's
okay.
one.
Okay.
Computers, I just can't handle them.
Okay.
And the third one would be, where in the world would I enjoy an apple and a kiwi, but not really like it too much? Or would I like it too much? I mean, or no, that question doesn't work.
Wait.
No.
I'm like, that's the lie.
I know, right? Like, oh, no. Okay. Cancel that one. CITR Radio is my favorite radio station.
Okay, I think that you're great with computers.
Oh, what?
I think the middle one was a lie.
Yes, you won. Okay. I was like, my third one was going really off because I just totally.
I was
blew
where
out.
Should we go to eat apples?
I know, right? What am I talking about here? This has to be pre-scripted.
Okanagan.
Right.
Fresh apples.
Fresh apples immediately.
So good.
Okay,
is it my turn?
Yeah, your turn.
Okay, two lies. What have I not touched on? Okay. When I was a kid, I spoke to fairies.
Oh.
Okay. One of my childhood obsessions was the Titanic.
Ooh, okay.
Hmm. I had a pet bat when I was a kid.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Well, they're all about childhood. I won't.
Yeah. That's a really
Being
good
back
theme.
In Vancouver,
I like that.
I'm like thinking about my childhood.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah.
I love this. Okay. Well, just to think about it, like how could you keep a bat as a pet? I feel like.
Damn it.
That one kind of caught me. I'm like
whoa. It's a flying mouse.
Yeah.
I had a mouse.
Stick it in, I can see it in a cage. You'd be like Wednesday Addams and Addams Family.
Oh my goodness.
Feeding it apples. Through.
Right, exactly. Those fresh Okanagan apples.
Right. Full circle, right?
Oh my gosh.
Well, we've got See the Signs ready to go. Do you want to give
Fantastic.
This a little beautiful intro?
Little intro, yeah. This song is produced by my friend Trey R. And I mean, we co-produced it, and I wrote it a couple days after getting back from a pilgrimage in Greece.
Wow.
That I went on this this spring with my 70-year-old goddess mother, my aunt, Anne Mortifee. So while we were in Greece, we were on the island of Crete, and I was with 20 female elders, and literally it was like, I think we went to like somewhere between like 7 and 10 caves to do ritual.
Oh my. That's intense.
It was a very deep experience, no pun intended. And it really transformed my experience of faith and of peace in my body. I felt very at peace, connected with the earth and with goddess energy. And so this song just popped out of me when I got back.
What? Popped?
Yeah.
It just popped
out of me.
Love it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, we're going to fly right into it. Cool. 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM, hanging out with Claire Mortifee, DJ Denise too. Here we go.
See the signs, baby. Ooh, see the signs. The sky dark and overcast, emotion fragile like candy glass, retrograde seems to haunt me, retrograde so much, go slow. Did you take me under? How many times did you make me freeze? How many times did you make me wonder where you are when you're not with me? I heard your call up on the phone. The phone that rings, drink God. Stars all out of whack, retro, months in a retrograde, retro, months in a retrograde. To read your humor, it don't always sit well with me. How many times do I get defensive? How many times you gotta flirt and tease? How many times do I need to kiss you? But you seem so far out of reach. I heard your call.
The government now covers medications that could reduce your chances of contracting HIV by 90%. PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis and is a preventative measure that HIV negative folks can take to reduce their risk of becoming positive. Health Initiative for Men suggests that if you have had sex with a partner with HIV, have had a recent STI, have multiple sexual partners, have a history of inconsistent or no condom use, are currently involved in sex work, or have had repeated courses of post-exposure prophylaxis, then you might want to think about looking into PrEP measures. CATR and Discorder are not medical professionals. Please refer to your doctor for more information.
Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
CITR, this is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. Whew, hanging out in studio, live. live. I love it. Thank you, Claire, for hanging out with us.
My joy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this has been so fun. I feel like I'm like at a slumber party and we're just chit-chatting. Radio style. But yeah, this is good.
So good.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So we have been talking about your album, you know, just gender identity, you name it, just the walks of life. Mm-hmm. It's been beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Now, so we were talking about your performance too, like, and your work, your sessions. So what does a one-on-one session look like in, you know, in with you?
Yeah. Well, I call them sacred sensuality sessions.
Okay.
Because that is what I'm really excited about focusing on right now. And I do experience that our sensuality and our sexuality connects with all other parts of our lives and connects with our overall wellness.
Mm.
So a lot of the time I'll sit down across from somebody and, you know, we might kind of sage out our auras first, chill it out, take a seat, and just chat about what's going on, especially what is proving difficult for us.
Okay.
For this person,
right.
You know, for the person at this point in their life. And then we'll go into a meditation, and I get them to really feel into their physical body and pay attention to where there might be discomfort or discord, anxiety or physical pain. And really just like be present with the sensations and listen to them and articulate out loud what they're asking for, like what the pain or the discomfort is asking for, what it needs. And just helping the client or the individual to really articulate what they feel they're calling in and how that's connected to their sense of purpose in their life. And for most people, it relates to self-acceptance and evolution.
Whoa.
Yeah. So nice. It gets very deep and it's very exciting and lovely. And there's often tears and, you know, I'll have the person like really hug themselves. I was doing this when I was falling asleep last night, actually.
Mm.
Like really just like hug. And I'll do it too. We just hug ourselves and we say, I love you, Claire, or whatever the person's name is. Mm-hmm. Do you want to try it?
Yes. Yes.
Give yourself a huge hug. Like you're hugging your like best friend who you haven't seen in like a minute and be like, I love you, Denise.
Oh, love me, Denise. Yay. I love you, Claire. Wow.
I love you, right? And it's like so comforting and it really does like, it's really soothing.
Yes.
If you really do it in like a genuine way, it could be very soothing. So we'll do that.
I have a therapy session too with my therapist and that's actually a thing we do. It's actually,
Yay!
You put a hand on your heart and then one, like I've suffered some trauma. So it's a hold the part that's traumatized and just hold your body and say the same things. Say, I'm worth it, or I am, you know, I'm allowed to do this or that, like whatever it is that you're feeling like restricted from. So not a session from Claire. I want to get in on this though.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Wow.
I love it. Yeah, so I do them in person and online, and I also, you know, then we'll do energy work. I'll do some energy healing, and it's beautiful. I you know, see people's past lives and ancestors and spirit guides, depending on who comes up. Get to look into their chakras, and you know, I find in soothing people's blockages, when I really like fully accept and I'm grateful for the blockage, that's when they will shift, but not before that.
Oh,
so it's like you need to have like genuine gratitude before before the blockage will make its way, because right. It always is there to help us. It's always, you know, supported us at a certain part in our life when we didn't have other tools. So, yeah, and then we'll debrief, and that's pretty much what a session generally looks like. And wow. I just love it. It's so humbling to get to see everyone's like godhood so palpably through the energy work. And yeah,
that's so good. That's so good.
It's very dope.
And so you've just now been settling into your non-binary identity. Like, just tell us more about how that feels like. That feels and looks like too, because you know you were saying like it's like your shoulders were uplifted and you were able to just sit back and be proud.
Yeah. It just feels like a relief. I have much less anxiety, much less social anxiety. Even like walking through a crowd of strangers, I just feel. It's like I didn't even realize that there was this like layer of like fuzz that I was holding myself within. And yeah, I just feel much more free. Oh. I feel much more genuine. I feel like I can be my full self. I feel like I am my full self. Even like waking up in the morning or going to sleep at night and just remembering, you know, like and saying to myself, I am non-binary. It feels like all these layers of fear and expectation that I had been taught, you know, through society and family and culture, and then internalized, right. You know, I need to also take like responsibility that I internalized them in the way that I did. And it's like those are just have been stripped now.
Okay.
And I get to be both genders, and I get to be neither, and I get to be everything in between. I get to be like my full divine self
right
now. And use language to articulate that with myself and my community. So it's fantastic.
Yay! Yeah. I'm so happy. And being on a show called Queer FM, like, how does the word queer feel to you? Like when you hear that word, what comes to mind first of all?
Yeah, I think like for me, I think of queer like a big umbrella.
Nice.
That covers all queer identities.
Right.
All LGBTQ.
The umbrella.
You know, 2+. Yeah. Okay. And I know for some people it's like a term that has been used in a derogatory way.
Right.
And I think that's a more of like a generational thing that kind of came before me. You know, I remember like when I told my pops that, you know, queer for me, it's like a word I used to describe myself. He was like, oh, okay, well, that was like very derogatory term when I was growing up.
Right.
And he's like super dope and understanding, very grateful for that. But yeah, I like it. I usually just like use that word when I'm describing sexuality.
Okay, yeah. It's, no problems. It just rolls off your shoulders.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Queer.
Can we queer?
Yeah.
Say that word. Own it.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I love it.
It's comfy on me. Yeah.
Good. And now, do you follow any? Well, you were talking about your influencer that you were following.
Alok.
Yeah, Alok.
I pronounced the name wrong.
So oh, okay. Alok Minyan. Yeah. And now, are there any others that are out there too? Like, I know there's a lot of American artists that are doing a lot of big things too.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's, I kind of live under a rock
when it
comes to pop culture and, you know, many a thing. My friends, like, as they know this about me, that like especially like new friends, as they get to know me, they're just like throw all these like pop culture references at me, and I'm just like oh, I try and catch, it's just like shit, there
you're
it
like,
goes
no.
Yeah, so I miss that. A lot, but my creative director Jibby B is like, Claire, like take in more art, like take in more pop culture. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, I'll try.
Oh, well, like, you're making your own.
Yeah, right, I guess so. I feel like I'm just like such an empath that like I'm very sensitive, and so I just don't end up I'm very sensitive to like the music I listen to and the shows I watch, what I take in on Instagram, so I try and limit my intake.
I got that.
And just be really intentional with it. But yeah, I mean, like, again, like Princess Nokia is someone who I feel like defies boxes.
Definitely.
And like really holds their queer identity in an expansive way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very inspiring to me. Who else? There's this person, Vivek Shraya.
Yes.
Who I've been checking out.
Toronto.
Yeah.
Stand up.
Right? Canadian musician, writer, visual artist. So she's super dope.
Amazing.
You know, and then there's like, you know, Janet Mock, of course, and Teek Milan, and so many beautiful, inspiring, proud queer people who are doing their thing, and also a lot of like young non-binary kids who are just owning their experience,
right,
which is super cool.
I love that. Like they just know exactly who they are right away, and it's so cool, and they're just speaking about it and just articulating everything. Like it's so great. It's so great, and teaching people the definitions, you know, when they just don't know. So it's important, and I'm happy to hear that you know you have some influencers in your life as well. That's great. I was just curious.
Yeah, thank you for the question. I think it is important. It is important to say their names, and because it's like they have been brave and genuine,
right?
And that has created space and safety for me to do the same. So I'm really, really, really grateful. And on those, like, you know, those days that are like difficult for me, like, you know, it's good to remember that me speaking up and being honest does matter for other people too. And I've had lots of people reaching out as well, just like speaking about their experience outside the gender binary, you know, which is, it's just like, cool, okay, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
There's people out there listening. Yeah. We got you.
Yeah, and resonating with it and feeling inspired. Right. So that means a lot to me, I think.
Oof. Now, do you feel like there's any struggles out there, you know, being out as a non-binary performer? You probably haven't butted up against any barriers or anything yet, but.
Yeah, I think like, I mean, it's interesting, like with the pronouns, trying to like kind of coach people on how to use they them pronouns,
right?
You know, the pronouns they them have been in the English dictionary as, you know, applying to singular use since the 16th century. And you know, we use them like, oh, I went to the doctor, oh, like what they say,
right?
Like we use them as singular,
right?
But I think that it's not as common, of course, as using he or she when we're talking about one person. So yeah, I remember like even my first like non-binary friends who were using those pronouns, it was a bit of an adjustment for me. So I have empathy for, you know, people's experience learning to use them. And but I think that it just feels like I'm seen.
Right.
For who I actually am, like reflected in the language when people use those pronouns. So that's something that, you know, I'm trying to be as patient as I can with my community.
And
but it does mean a lot to me when people do use the proper pronouns.
Yes.
It just feels good to me. I'm like, you get me. Cool.
You got it.
Me? Okay.
You got it right. You respect me.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. That's the that's the feeling you get, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yeah, it's like you understand that my experience and my, you know, what perhaps you expect of me is not confined to what we expect of a woman.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I think it goes deep, but my experience is complex and it's wonderful, and I love to be Claire. It really is a gift to get to live this lifetime as Claire, and I'm just trying to like be in service to my spirit, and this is something that I want. So
amazing,
yeah.
And Claire, the Claire Mortifee. Now, is this an alter ego? I want to know.
That's
more.
My Facebook name. Right?
Your Facebook name.
It's been my Facebook name for a while.
Okay.
Because I wanted to differentiate between my fan page and my personal page.
Oh, got it.
Yes.
Okay.
But also, I'm thinking about how can I, have a name that is going to reflect my identity. So I've, you know, some of my close friends do call me Claire now. Mm. But then there's, you know, the whole thing of like, am I going to change all my emails and all my, you know, my Spotify and all my music to Claire? So just talking about that with my management, my label, and, you know, ultimately, of course, it is my decision. And I'm just thinking about how does it actually feel to me? What does it mean to me? I had my numerology done, and actually Claire Mortifee and Claire Mortifee have the same numerological sequence.
Really?
So I thought that was interesting.
That's so cool. Okay. Yeah. So so social media is, like you were saying, Facebook is Claire Mortifee, but that's your personal.
That's my personal page.
Personal page.
Yeah, but my music page, which is really the only one I'm active on, is Claire Mortifee.
Oh, okay. Got you. Perfect. Yeah. So, Ed, we have some more music to fly into. This track is a little bit older. Do you want
to play this throwback?
Yeah.
It's called Blossoms. Mm. It's produced by Potato Head People. And I actually recorded this song like through my laptop speaker.
Wow.
And it just kind of captured the moment.
I
went for a stroll around my neighborhood, and yeah, this is what came out, but it's just like nostalgic. Reminds me of Vancouver, so I want to throw it down.
Yes, here we go. 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM. You're listening to, oh, Queer FM, like I said, DJ Denise, Claire Mornevy. Here we go. Get it.
Sometimes in the summer, during the middle of the week, like Wednesday, I like to go for long walks alone around my neighborhood. See what everyone's up to. Just take it in, you know? I watch the kids at the water park down the boulevard. Life ain't that hard. I watch the gardens that my neighbors keep changing with the seasons. They have freedom. I hear the jingle of the ice cream truck wanting to share.
The most unprotected girl. The most unprotected girl. was gone, but not wrong. The most unprotected girl. The most unprotected girl. The most unprotected girl. Sitting at her desk getting good grades. Speaking for all her people. Writing and writing, debating, debating, explaining, explaining. The most unprotected girl. Speaks the truth from her roots. Her community asks her to lead, but doesn't know her needs. Needs for safety, needs for support, needs for safety, needs for support. The most unprotected girl. The most unprotected girl. The most unprotected girl. The most unprotected girl. It's a girl who created the world. She fell from the sky. Everyone watched from natural high. Cranes in the sky, connected to say hi. On turtle's back. Single mother, singing songs. Creating creators, singing songs. Creating creators, singing songs. Creating creators. The most unprotected girl. 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 Sky woman, mother earth. Sky woman, mother earth. Sky woman, mother earth. Sky woman, mother earth.
Open Media International is a non-profit, non-partisan organization working towards informed, citizen-driven internet policy. Open Media believes in keeping the internet uncensored, open, innovative, secure, and providing universal access to fast and affordable networks. If you would like Open Media to keep campaigning for citizens and internet policy, you can donate to them at openmedia.org or openmedia.ca. You can also find them on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Google+.
That ship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with Claire Mortifee.
Hi.
Hey, hey. Oh, we are having the greatest of times in studio. Just hanging.
Yes.
Ooh, just learning all the terms and words, gender neutral languages and gender queer, actually.
Yes.
We throw that out there,
yes,
too.
Yes,
definitely, right? And now how can people get your music? We were hearing about Spotify and places like that.
Yes.
Seeing it on YouTube, too.
Most definitely. You can stream it on Spotify. You can watch the videos on YouTube. You can buy it on iTunes. It's also on Deezer. Mm. It's on all the streaming and download platforms.
Mm. Every way
you can find.
You can find it,
yes,
easily.
Yes.
Wow. No. And that's so great that it's so accessible. You don't have to be searching for, you know, through the piles and piles of music that's out there.
Yeah. You just type in Claire Mortifee on the search bar, whichever site you use, and there I am, darling.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Wow. We're so privileged to have you in studio. This is amazing. I'm
Thank
so happy.
Thank you for having me.
This is great.
I'm so glad it worked out.
Yeah, it's so perfect. So tell us about your flight in. So you flew over and it was all...
Yes, I flew over. Mm. I may or may not have missed my flight.
Ooh! When that happens.
Whoops. Yes, but I got on one.
Yes.
I got on one. Thank you, creator.
That's so great.
made it across this fine continent. And yeah, I actually spent my first day back on Bowen Island doing a little yoga retreat with the moms. So that was really peaceful and nice to be in nature. Just the West Coast, you know, the ocean and the forest. It's just like, wow, it's just so healing. And I have missed it being on the East Coast. You know, you can find some forest, but it's not quite the same, you know.
Ooh.
And so I'm really grateful to be back and be in nature. I'm actually going to go get into the forest later today.
Okay.
In that photo shoot, we're going to go in the forest, so that'll be nice. Went for a nice jog yesterday.
Oh.
In Downlands.
Wow.
Like, oh, jeez. Yeah. Rainforest.
Yes.
Rainforest.
Everything's just doing its thing.
So
you're like,
beautiful.
The nature. Oh, yeah. Oh, we live in a beautiful area, a little corner of the world, don't we?
We do.
It's nice.
So nice.
Yeah, I get to celebrate it all the time.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
But you're happy to be away from the snow?
Yeah, yes, definitely. I was intentional to spend this time, away from the East Coast. As I said, I moved there last January, so it was
cold.
Really, like -30, -35 with wind chill.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, it hurts to breathe outside. Yikes. Right? So it's like it's very much a real thing.
Whoa. So. You need your Canada Goose on.
Yeah, dude. Like, seriously, I have this down coat to my ankles and all the layers that you can fit underneath it.
Too, for real.
And face covered.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I kind of, you know, low-key want to be out that way too.
Yeah, I know. Still. It's great out there. It is. But yeah, it does get cold though at this time of year.
Jeez. So. The weather. But yeah, we've got your social media. We've got you blasted all over. And we've been sharing too on Queer FM. So if you're looking to find any of Claire Mortefee's music, you can check out our Facebook page, Queer FM Van. And also Instagram. We've been posting some photos, doing some things.
Nice.
So yeah, definitely make sure you can
get
the links.
What is the Queer FM Instagram?
Instagram is Queer FM Van as well, if I am not mistaken. I hope it's not Vancouver. Am I
Queer
saying
FM
right?
Van.
And Twitter too. Hit us up, Queer FM Van.
Queer FM Vancouver.
Yeah, Vancouver.
Here
yes,
okay.
There we go.
Awesome.
We are out there. I think I went live for a little tiny second.
Okay, beautiful.
But I got to get my tags in right. But yeah, so follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Queer FM Van, and we are always sharing new artists that are up and coming and also doing who have been doing their thing in the city or in Canada, because we like to promote our Canadian LGBTQ+ artists.
Because
nice. this is the heart of it here at Queer FM. So,
Thank you.
The holidays are just around the corner. Oh man. We at Queer FM would like to wish everyone a happy holiday and stay safe. Make sure that you do not drink and drive, because those police are out there ready to take your car away.
True.
And if you would like to keep driving.
And now you can't blaze and drive
either, right? Yeah. You have to make sure, because they will look out for the impairment. Like
How do they test if you're baked? Or...
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure they... Because like, they have a huge campaign going around saying how they will be... Like, they have like some kind of chart they'll hold up to your eyes, and they'll be like, okay, you look impaired. Let's check.
Huh. I want to get tested.
Yeah, right?
I, like, see what they do.
Well, I know. Me too. So... But watch out. Our message is stay safe. Yeah, you probably don't. Yeah, you probably don't. But yeah, this is the portion of the show where I will talk a little bit about what events are happening in the city. I'm just going to quickly run through what we've got before. Yeah, before the new year, this week is packed full of events in Vancouver. So if you're looking for something to do, I have a few announcements. If my computer would load today, here we go. What do I start with first? Drag Queens Cash Prize Bingo is happening in Surrey at White Horse Lounge, Turf Complex in Surrey, BC. This is tomorrow, 7 p.m. till 9:30. Let me just get you the address to what this... Surrey is popping with drag shows. Amazing. White Horse Lounge is at 12411 King George Boulevard. And it says at the Turf Complex in Surrey. If people from Surrey can tell me what that means, please do. It looks like the last bingo of 2018 with guest bingo caller Myra Lee Noir. Cards are $2 per game. It's 50% off of intake, and the winner gets 50%, gives 50% to EPAMA. And yes, it's a cash prize bingo, which is fun. That's what's in the description. So if you were
amazing,
yeah, if you're into that, it's going to be pretty cool because they've got a drag queen cash bingo. You could, if you're in on Facebook, all you have to do is type in drag queen cash bingo and you will find all of the info that you need to attend that event. Now, moving on to other dates. What do I see? Oh, Fortune is celebrating 9 years. Good for them. That is what day? Looks like tomorrow as well. Good. Lovely. We love that. We love Fortune. I do.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, if anybody else knows.
Most definitely.
Who else is this? Lupolo Christmas Sing-Along is happening at Lupolo Brewery. That is December 20th, which is Thursday, 8 p.m. till 10:30. Lupolo, I don't know if anybody knows it. I've had lovely drinks at this, bevies at this place, at 1123 Venable Street from 8 p.m. till 10:30. You can enjoy some Christmas sing-alongs. So, if you want to say your fa-la-la-la-las,
hey, Christmas carol,
right? Okay. Get yourself down to Lupolo, which is 1123 Venables. They have lovely little finger eats. I remember hanging out with some buddies there months ago, but it's a great venue. Gotta check it out. Gotta shout them out. I noticed that Sarah Wheeler will be performing as well, so it will be like a nice little live performance kind of idea, so get on down. What else have I got? Ooh, the return of Afro Trap, December 20th at Fortune also is 9 p.m. till 1, also the same day, Thursday, December 20th. Let me see what else I've got here. Some smoke show. I don't know what this is. The smoke show is happening on December. Oh, this is a cool thing actually. That's the smoke good. Show. Are you ready for the newest weekly show that will heat up your Thursdays? A professional modern dance cabaret. Oh. The smoke show is an evening of abundance in uncomfortable intimacy, comedic cliche, provocative. Interactive, and of course, wild seduction. So, all of those words make me want to go there. 8 p.m. Show starts at 9. This is at XYYVR, 1216 Butte. So, this is right in the Davie Village. If you would like to enjoy a wonderful dance performance, ooh, it looks like it's 19 plus, so no youngsters allowed. Sorry, people. But please email thesmokeshowyvr@gmail.com if you have any questions or inquiries about private bookings. It looks like there's a limited amount of tickets. It's $20 and $25 at the door. This is going to be a wonderful experience, though, because you get cabaret dance. Like, where do you get that in Vancouver, really?
Very cool.
I love that. Flying onto the weekend, I'm DJing at Rent Check on Friday.
Hey.
So you want to win $1,500 for amateur strip night?
Wow. $1,500.
Yes. That's a lot of money. We're getting into the real prices of rent because before Rent Check, you'd only win $500. And
I've been, who's
rent is 100, right? So yeah, somehow we got a rent increase at Rent Check. So if you think you've got the goods Friday night, you can email rentcheck@gmail.com. I'll have to play your song, by the way, so pick a good one.
Wow, amazing. That honestly makes me want to go strip.
Yes! 1500, right? So yeah, just come up with like a cool idea for your strip act, I guess. Is that what you call it? Your performance?
Yeah.
Make sure there are a lot of rules to it. You cannot insert anything into your body. I know that's a thing.
Okay.
There will be no flash photography, so leave your cameras and your cell phones at home.
Okay.
That's also a rule. And all consent. This Rent Check is called, let me see what I'm just reading here. Rent Check Winter Solstice Amateur Strip Tease Night. That's
amazing.
What they called it.
Amazing.
So you can come and see me. 769 East Hastings in Vancouver. We'll be going from, what do we got here? Since 8:30, wow, that sounds a bit early. I usually start at 10. Why is it? Oh, okay, this is something else. Oopsie, reading the wrong thing. Listen to my previous messages. 10 p.m. is when Astoria. I'm trying to think of Anza Club. I don't know why, but my brain. Keep it moving. Also, the weekly Story Live on the Drive is happening. This is, I missed them. They're actually today, or tomorrow, sorry, 7 p.m. till 8 at the Drive Coffee Bar. You can enjoy lovely stories. Let me read the description. It's a one-hour story show every Wednesday at the Drive Coffee Bar, hosted by the award-winning storyteller Joe Dvorak, best known for Story Lie and Co-op Radio's Out and About in Canada. So, hear tales told by the city's best as well as the city's newest storytellers at a lovely cafe with an incredible vibe that will make you proud to be part of this community. At the Drive Coffee Bar on Commercial by East First Avenue, where they serve beverages, caffeinated, alcoholic, or both. So, come on down. It looks like admission is by donation. So that is also enticing. Cool. Yeah. So the address for the Drive Coffee Bar is 1670 Commercial Drive. So got to shout out the good like home feels while we're getting into the holiday spirit around here.
Beautiful.
Right? And the weekend. Okay. So I was at Friday. What else do I have here?
Ooh, there's also Tonya Aganaba at Blue Light tomorrow night.
Oh, I almost forgot.
Premiering
Thank
Villain.
You. Yes.
Her new album.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear. I noticed online, Tonya was saying they were not doing music for, they had a Facebook, was it Facebook jail or Facebook something?
I don't know.
Purgatory.
I don't
know. It was something going on, but yeah, I hadn't heard too much from Tonya. And I think the last time I saw them around was at Babes on Babes at Fortune last month. There was a big performance. There
super
were a bunch
dope.
Of people. Yeah, bunch of people on stage. And that was super cool to see so many great artists in the city come together and do such great things.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, all right. Well, those are the holidays for me. I don't think I'm going to be here next week. I'm going to take it easy. I might run away to the island to myself.
Ooh,
I need
nice.
To get some kiddo loving. My niece and nephew are in Comox, so it'll be my first Christmas away from Vancouver. My parents are planning to go over to the island too, so we're gonna do a little pilgrimage for ourselves.
Oh, that's nice. That's
so
nice.
Get commune with nature too.
Yes.
It'll be beautiful. But yeah, I still have some more music to go out. I want to make sure that we play more Claire Mordefee music.
Cool. I'm down with that.
Do you mind? Yeah, okay, okay.
Please. Also, there's one more event I want to shout
out.
West Coast Dream Team is at Wise Hall on Friday night.
Ooh, whoa. Oh my gosh.
It's like Leon Feldman's.
What?
It's like a cover band that he's doing with a big crew of folks. So.
That's going to be big. All these holidays parties, they bring out lots of people.
It's
like,
show
seriously.
The homies. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what? No, seriously. It's amazing. Thank you very much for sharing. I only have my tiny little.
My joy.
Thank you. Vancouver events. They are a bubbling.
I know.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a break and we'll have some little music and come right back. And happy holidays to all y'all. And thank you very much for listening. Here we go. 101.9 FM CITR Queer FM.
Thank you. floating down this way. We'll forever find reasons to be brave. We've got out the drive to direct our fate. Realize your
me. Please, please, come for me. go to bed. I eat the dirt, then I spit out lead. No sketch pad, I use the ground. I draw noises, I paint with sounds. Got bright red brush strokes, kites high like green tokes. You smoke the jokes and I laugh, cry, trying to keep a straight face, bitch samurai. Got a laptop and a lipstick, rap game, Madri Dixit. Chocolate, lime juice, ice cream, toffee. Don't bluff or mistrust, wanderlust for a home above. Mountains, you know tall peaks, ask me how I'm doing, and I say teak. Two sister now, my eyebrows, brown girl hair on fleek. Remember days, some white girls told me I looked ugly. Now they coloring them eyebrows, trying to look all hairy. Now they letting their brows grow. Our room's so carefree, but we was doing it all along. Every life of death sees, we was doing it all along. Every life of death sees. Never thought my hairy styles would be the new direction. Western world sees brown beauty as an imperfection. I joke, I kid, I rhyme, I spit, but right now I'm talking serious shit. This globe, I wish we quit. This shit is making me hella seasick. I'll puke on your face, give you a little taste of what's inside of me. You can check my passport if you wanna clarify my identity. They asked me, what kind of brown are you? Are you the type to be strapped to a bomb or two? They asked me, what kind of brown are you? Are you the type to be strapped to a bomb or two? They asked me, what kind of brown are you? Are you the type to be strapped to a bomb or two? They asked me, what kind of brown are you?
I don't shave, I don't wear makeup, no skirts, I don't dress up. What does that make me? Does that make me a part-time woman? How many high notes do you have to reach? How many hours do you have to bleed? Oh, will I always be a part-time woman?
Part-time woman.
I don't shave, I don't wear lipstick.
CITR, this is Queer FM. This is the end of the show, and it's the holidays, so we're wishing you all happy holidays, and thank you very much to Claire for hanging out with us.
My joy. Thanks so much for having me, Denise.
This is beautiful. Thank you. And to all you listeners, we appreciate you. Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to the show, and see you again in 2019.
Yes.
That's all we got. Beautiful. But, and we'll follow more music from Claire Mortafi, too. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Bye, all.